All right, we're in lesson number 3. This is in Psalm 19, verses 1 through 14. I've heard it said more than once that, like, some of the apologetics that people make about the existence of God is that you read from two different books. You read from the book of God's works, meaning creation, meaning you can see God's work in the world. An artist is necessary for there to be art. If you see a painting, there's a painter. If you see a car, there has to be a manufacturer, a designer. If you see a house, there's typically an architect, someone that at least came up with the design. And when you see that bird on the branch that is equipped to fly, is equipped to build a nest, is equipped to have to lay eggs and have new birds, that screams there's a God, there's a designer, right? And so that's what we see from this classic passage in Psalms. We see those two categories laid out in beautiful poetry and lyric form in this beautiful psalm, Psalm 19. Every person can recognize the glory of God by these two categories or of the works or these two works of God that are described here in Psalm 19. The first part of this is described by his creation, his work and his creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day into day uttereth speech, and night into night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, rejoicing, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. What a beautiful passage describing the God's creation and describing how that God's creation, the heavens, the sun, day and night, and that whole system, all of that declaring that there is a God, that God designed what is. And so we could go verse by verse and look at the details of that. And in fact, your curriculum will help you with that. But the basic overall idea is that God's creation shows that there's a creator. The design shows that there's a designer. And it doesn't really take a whole lot of intelligence to figure out where intelligence is. No one goes to Mount Rushmore and says, wow, look how the water eroded and accidentally chose four of our most notable presidents. That didn't happen. Somebody, when you see those faces in the rock, you realize somebody had to have created that. The heavens declare that there is a God, and not just that there is a God, but that God is glorious. And so we see, and we should worship God based on his creation, the works of his creation. Second, the other way that we can know that God, we can see God's glory is in his word. It's in what he has revealed. There's general revelation that has come to us through creation, through the natural world, how God's naturally revealed things. Then there is his word, which is a part of his special revelation. Anytime God supernaturally reveals, that would be special revelation. And the crown jewel of that special revelation is not only his son, but it's his word. And so we see that here described in verses 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweet are they than honey, the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. You see several titles, all of God's special revelation in revealed word form: law, testimony, statutes, commandments, fear, which is kind of the effect of the revealed word of God, judgments. So you have all these different like titles or words, synonyms describing God's revealed word. Then you also have qualities of them. The law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The statute of the Lord are right. So you have those going through. Then you have what the effect of those things are. You have the word itself. You have its quality, and then you have its effect. The law of the Lord is perfect. What does it do? It converts the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. So the testimony, sure. What does it do? It makes wise the simple. So you can walk through those things and see the power of the work of God through his word. This is an incredible, I believe, an incredible apologetic. People can know that there's a God. He has revealed himself through his creation, but he's also revealed himself through his word. And it's powerful. It makes a difference in our lives. And so this is a great way of thinking through this lesson. How does it apply? I think we ought to worship the Lord as a result of his revealing himself. We can worship the next time you see a sunset, the next time you experience God's design and nature, it should point you to Jesus. You can point to the created world as you evangelize, pointing people to the fact that design necessitates, it begs for a designer, because that's how the world is. And then, but ultimately you have to get to special revelation. For people to know Christ, for people to be saved, they have to understand the special revelation of how God has revealed himself in the world. And he's done that through his word. And he's done that through his son. And so that's a big part of what people need to understand. God's glory can be seen. It can be seen in the created world, in his creation, and it can be seen in his word and how it makes an impact in our lives today. Hope that helped you. Enjoy the lesson as you give it on Sunday. Thanks.